following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Hi, can I help you? Well, I don't know if I can, but I know who can. He's right here in the studio with me. It is Chris Williams, licensed marriage and family therapist, and this is New Life Live. I'm your host, Brian Perez. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call, and we're going to be in the studio for 2 hours today. We could only be in the studio for 1 hour yesterday, but if you tried calling in yesterday and we couldn't put you on, then call right now. 1-800-229-3000 is that number. And Chris, surely by now you're out of confessions, right?
You know, I was actually struggling to come up with a confession, but as usual, you know,
one came to mind.
Listen, I as a human being, I'm going to quote the late great Tim Keller. You know, is people are idle factory machines, you know. Mm-hmm. And so one of my things is I love control, and how control and protection, self-protection, show up oftentimes is in the form of judgment. I can be a really judgmental person. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone, for instance, everyone who drives faster than me on the road is a maniac, and everyone who drives slower than me doesn't know what they're doing.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, and I mean, we can joke, but the judgments can come in these much more kind of nasty or sadistic ways that really, at the end of the day, they harm us and they harm others. And it's not that we don't have sound judgment. It's not that we can't call evil evil or seek good and call out where good is good. It's that we don't understand our vast limitations. You know, my little soapbox behind this is that, you know, the tree that messed everything up for humanity was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. And it's just this humble recognition that we as human beings have this very limited understanding of good and evil. And that's why we have scripture. That's why we have God's design and the laws and the prophets and the New Testament. But I also want to take it a step further, because there's this verse that really convicts me. It says, "You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things." And I don't think we consider that enough. And this verse is Romans 2:1. And it's really a warning that when we remove ourselves from grace, when we move ourselves from self-examination and putting ourselves under kind of our own spotlight, not with condemnation, but with sound judgment and grace, we lose our way. We lose our path. And one other thing I want to mention about this verse is that when Paul wrote Romans, when he wrote any of his letters, it didn't have chapter and verse. Mm-hmm. It was just one continuous letter. I think there is a huge mistake that we make in separating Romans 1 from Romans 2. Romans 1 is this long list of sinful behavior, ways in which we are way outside of God's design. And oftentimes we as Christians have this temptation to use that to weaponize that list of sins against other people, mm-hmm. i.e. use judgment. The irony is the very next verse is, "Therefore you have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For what other point you do that, you're condemning yourself." One of the solutions to this I'm seeking to do today is self-examination and confession. Mm-hmm. Grace, the grace of God.
Yeah.
When we clean out ourselves, when we focus on the plank on our own, we are so much better to be a conduit of God's goodness in the world.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, the good news for everyone watching and listening right now is that Chris has confessed that he can be judgmental. So now that it's out of his system, he won't be judgmental.
No when
you
judgment.
Call in today.
No,
no
judgment,
judginess today here on New Life Live. We're never judgmental, honestly. We just want to provide you good advice and get you on the path to healing. So call in. We're going to be here for 2 hours at 1-800-229-3000. I see Holly and Charity coming up and so many more on New Life Live.
Hi, it's Becky Brown, and I want to tell you about our upcoming webinar, From Pain to Peace. Have you ever experienced betrayal through a spouse, a partner, a parent or friend, or someone you deeply trusted? Betrayal cuts to the core, leaving emotional wounds that impact your identity, your relationships, and your faith. But you can heal. You can rebuild trust and regain your sense of safety and self-worth. This live event will walk you through the pain and into healing. It's hosted by myself, Becky Brown, and presented by licensed marriage and family therapist, Laura Manja McDonald. Laura will present for about an hour, and then we'll have a time of Q&A.
The From Pain to Peace Healing After Betrayal webinar is Thursday evening, February 26th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. Break free from trauma and emotional confusion and take real steps towards restoration. 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Watching someone you love struggle can be overwhelming, so take the first step to help a loved one dealing with addiction, depression, or mental health by calling us right now at 1-800-229-3000. We've got Dr. Jill Hubbard and Chris Williams here for the next 2 hours, and we can't wait to speak with you. In fact, we're going to start with Holly in Cincinnati, who watches us on YouTube, so let's wave hi to Holly. Thanks for calling in today, Holly.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'm so glad to speak with you. This is a great resource to have.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so some context to my question here. It's about healing from spiritual and sexual betrayal. I started experiencing unwanted same-sex attractions in my early 20s. And being a woman of faith, I wanted to commit myself to understanding what I was experiencing and aligning myself with God's design for my sexuality, but was very confused about just how to do that and how to find that support. I was met with defensiveness when I took it to a counselor that I trusted, and he wouldn't help me know what my options really were. And my family and church were not going to be options either. So I ended up confiding this to a man that I dated. And I told him about the SSA, and he said that, you know, he heard me, he wanted to walk with me, would have this relationship with me where I could just get more clarity on what I could be attracted to. I'd never dated a man before. Was that something that was there? So he kept those boundaries for a while, and then he started using my faith, my beliefs, and that isolation to control the relationship, molest me, and was pressuring me into a marriage that I didn't want. And when I did get enough autonomy to break off the engagement, and I told my family what had happened, they sided with him and continued to want to support the relationship and give him access back to me and to dismiss the abuse. So, yeah, I've never found another person who's been through that, in that specific, somebody taking SSA to do that.
Yeah. So what's your main question for us today, Holly?
What does healing from spiritual and sexual abuse in this context look like? What's my roadmap?
Okay. Dr. Jill, start with you.
Well, Holly, thank you for sharing this with us. And I'm so sorry that you went through this. And I think, you know, one of the things is when things happen to us, that is bad enough. But how people around us, how our family reacts, that causes even more damage, right? To not have them support you and you know, hear your cries for help. I mean, that took a lot of courage to break that off. I'm glad that you see the need for help. And so it is important that you find trusted people like a therapist, like a group, that you can start to share when you feel safe what happened to you, kind of like what you did with us, and are able to kind of connect the knowledge, the thoughts with the heart, right? And mm-hmm. have people sit with you in that as you grieve through it, and are able then to look at it in a way that helps you to grow. And move on, and to be able to put it in its proper perspective. So, because so often when something happens to us like this, then it colors how we see everything in yeah. life, right? And we generalize that, and then no one is safe, and that fear of being deceived. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think of the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love others as yourself, as Jesus framed all of that. Mm-hmm. So I always refer to that as an earthly trinity. You know, we have a relationship with ourselves, we have a relationship with other people, and obviously we have a relationship with God. And Holly, as you have authentically sought to pursue that in faithfulness, it has been used against you. Mm-hmm. And even your own struggles in sexuality could create potentially, and I didn't hear this in your story, but I just want to maybe highlight, is that a lot of self-shame.
Yeah.
Shame towards, you know, maybe a defective part of yourself. And then when other people use it against you or manipulate you or you abuse it, that cuts off that ability to trust and enter into authentic, mm-hmm. loving relationship with others. And the fact that you still have a pursuing relationship with God is a minor miracle to
yeah,
me.
It's
I
amazing.
Think it's just an attribute to the strength of your faith.
Well, and can I add one more thing, too? With the same-sex attraction, Holly, I was thinking as we were talking, and the lack of support from your family, I see with women a lot that I have treated, it comes from a very young place, and it's often a mother hunger.
Mm.
So something that went amiss, and we're not here to blame mothers.
No, not at all.
But something that you were longing for that somehow there was a misattunement.
Well, and it's interesting you mentioned that, Jill, mm-hmm. because, you know, part of the direction I believe here is healthy, redemptive relationship.
Yeah.
And that is, and I mention all three of those, because it takes a focus on a redemptive relationship with yourself, understanding and rooting out the shame and rooting mm-hmm. out the guilt and seeking to get honest and true, and most importantly, loved.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that being in deep relationship with God. And I really, really want to encourage you to find, discover, pray for, look for healthy people. Mm-hmm. And especially, as you were mentioning, Jill, I was thinking if she could develop a very, very healthy, strong friendship connection non-sexually with another female,
yeah.
it would be fantastic. Like
that is so key in the healing, because the longings are not wrong.
No, huh?
It's just that somewhere along the line they got sexualized.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And so, you know, so the way in which the needs were, you know, desiring to be met, that's where it went askew. But the longing itself is not wrong, so we have to put it in its proper context.
Yes, and if you could experience, you know, the word that we oftentimes use here in the therapeutic world is attachment.
Mm-hmm.
But really that just means a strong, deep relationship with someone based on health.
Mm-hmm.
And again, pursuing that non-sexually with another person, and again, male or female, but I would really go after a female relationship.
Like
here.
A mentor.
Exactly.
So a therapist,
a mother figure, yeah.
A mentor, someone like that.
Absolutely.
That keeps those boundaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can work out the other deeper intimate relationships in a safe intimate place, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And so, you know, the not so ironic part of this is that when we're working with men in every man's battle, one of the main things that we are asking them to enter into, again, is building non-sexual connection, non-sexual intimacy, and mm-hmm. relational growth. When we have that foundation, our ability to self-control and control other urges and desires are, you know, God, I'll just say this, God gives us much greater agency over ourselves. And the mm-hmm. fruit of the Spirit, self-control, shows up a lot more when we have foundations of love inside of us.
Holly, we've got a webinar coming up next month. It's called From Pain to Peace, Healing After Betrayal. It's only $24.99, but we're going to send you a registration just for calling in today to New Life Live. We think you'll highly benefit from this webinar. Betrayal can leave deep wounds emotionally, relationally, spiritually, as you just told us. So on February 26th, we're doing this live Zoom webinar. And it's hosted by Becky Brown, presented by licensed therapist Laura Manjin McDonald. It's a faith-based event that offers practical guidance, biblical encouragement, and clear next steps for anyone navigating betrayal. So anyone else, you can find out more about this at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But Holly, stay on hold and we'll send you a registration. And now we're going to go to Chicago and speak with Charity, who is also watching us on YouTube. Hi there. Charity, we'll wave to you as well. Thanks for calling 1-800. What was that?
I said thank you.
Yeah, how can we help you?
Just to give you a little backstory, I was sexually abused by my father, and it was not like worst case scenario, but there was always this weird sexual energy towards me growing up. Hmm. And my sister has a similar story. This happened when I was about 12, and like almost like growing up, probably from like 5 to like can't even remember. Sometimes I almost feel this weirdness today, and I'm 42. I came out and told the family 10 years ago, and my sister, like I said, also had a similar story. During that time, my mom was not very supportive, and it was almost like she blamed me. Like, she made comments like, "I can't even look at pictures of you when you're younger." And she said, you know, "I thought we would be going over this. I thought we'd be talking about this at Dad's graveside." And when we'd have family parties, and at that time my dad was out of my life, she would just sit in the corner and sulk. And I don't know why or how it happened, but my dad somehow became a part of my life again. Like, I do not call him, like, he's not, like, you know, he's not like a father figure to me, but he comes to birthday parties or sporting events for my kids. And I just kind of had a really like a nervous breakdown, and I'm in therapy, and I'm bringing up all these wounds again, and I'm just at a point where I don't want my dad in my life again, or at least for right now. And I just, again, don't feel like I have support from my mom. And my question really is just like, you know, how do I, you know, my mom is in my life, and my question is just, how do I navigate this with my mom? Of just like, I just feel like I'm keep getting re-hurt, or I keep like wanting her to like protect me or be like asking how am I doing, and I'm just never gonna get that from her. Mm-hmm. And it just re-hurts me, you know. And I just like, you know, I could cry right now.
Yeah. Chris.
So. Yeah.
Well, Charity, I'm so sorry, because this is incredibly difficult. Inside of all of us is literally the DNA of our parents. Mm-hmm. There is, at a cellular level, this desire for our parents, and that's why I think our parent wounds go deeper. Mm-hmm. And are more impactful on us. But we have to understand that the foundation of any relationship that has any chance at closeness starts with safety. You know, never forget reading Townsend Cloud's book, Safe People. And it's so illuminating to see like what makes a person safe and or unsafe. No one is going to be perfect. We know that. But there's measurements here. And if there isn't a recognition and acknowledgement of what is unsafe and actually what is harmful and damaging, then that's going to limit the closeness. And so as we see a lot of, you know, and that's, again, going back to the necessity of boundaries. Boundaries are there to protect that which is valuable, your heart, your well-being, your safety, the ability to not be, or mm-hmm. the experience of not being sexualized by a parent is really important. And there's somehow that where your parents independently have colluded in the harm without recognition, acknowledgement, and a need for safety. And so I think in that you have two really, really hard choices here. And the one hard choice is what you're experiencing is trying to continue to pursue relationship with them and the harm continuing to happen. I think the other hard choice is grief. And that is the parents that you needed all along is not the ones you got. And again, we're not here to pull the estrangement card at, you know, at any whim whatsoever. But we are here to say that there are levels of protection and potentially boundaries that create more distance for safety to protect your heart.
And Charity, are your parents still married?
Yes.
They are. So they still live together?
Yes.
So your mom, there's such dissonance there for her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want it to be true.
Yeah.
Because if she accepts it fully to be true, then what does she do? Mm-hmm. Right? And so then you become the casualty in that. So your mom is really struggling too. And it's almost like you're having to be more of the adult than she is in this incident. And I don't know what it taps in for her. But it also makes perfect sense that while you're in therapy, all this would be stirring up again and you would need a little distance. And I'll stop there for
Because we got to go to break. Yeah. And we are in the studio for the rest of this hour and all of next. 1-800-229-3000 is our number.
Here at New Life, we want you to have transformation. And so we have created the New Life courses, and you meet weekly on Zoom with a coach or a counselor. You're going to have teaching as well as that group connection, because we know how powerful that is. We hear that all the time about our intensives, that they love the information, but the group process is so powerful. And many of you have been hesitant to participate because you're not sure, you know, the timing, the price. The New Life courses are going to meet you right at that area of need. Every week, you're meeting on Zoom with that therapist. You're going over the concepts as well as connecting as a group. It is so powerful, and it's accessible. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to join us.
Begin your transformation January 29th with a New Life course. Lose it for life, take your life back, or healing is a choice. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Charity, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for holding through the break.
So, Charity, I'm just wondering if, since Dad is still with Mom and you shared with the family, does Dad admit to any of this?
No. He said he would take it to the grave, which I'm like, if you had to take anything to the grave, why would you, if you didn't do it, what would you take to the grave with you, you know?
Well, right. Because if he were willing to at least admit something, right, there would be, you know, and would be willing to enter into a process of reconciliation with you so that you could repair to a degree, right?
Right.
That would be best case scenario. So otherwise, both of your parents are leaving it to you, again, to be the adult and to have to figure this out and go it alone. Your sister went through the same thing. Are you guys able to support one another?
Yeah, but she lives in California away from me, and she's
away from
small
Dad.
Children. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You said your dad comes to sporting events and things. I imagine you've got a lot of boundaries around your kids. Dad's never alone with kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Because that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So your sister dealt with it by just leaving.
Yeah.
And you remain. And so sometimes You know, my book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, talks about some actual very severe cases, but that, you know, about parents that almost shouldn't have been parents, and then what we have to do in the face of that to get through it. That might be a good one for you to look for.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that's really important, because in there you'll discover that forgiveness does not constitute closeness.
No,
right?
You know, different than reconciliation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there is a lot of wisdom to be gained in that, because your healing and your safety and health are really at what stake here, and that's the one thing that you can control and be responsible for. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, that forgiveness and boundaries process together is really important.
Right. And Chris, what you mentioned about grieving, you know, who they are not.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Looking at who they are, being realistic about what you can get from them, and then grieving who they are not, and to stop hoping for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To find other people in your life that become family.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to discard them 100%.
No, they can still be a part of your life.
Yeah.
But you have to define very clearly what part they're going to play and what part they're not going to play.
Yeah.
Charity, thanks for your phone call today here on New Life Live at 1-800-229-3000. And did you know that three of our online New Life courses begin this Thursday? And you can still get in. These courses will help you break free from unhealthy patterns and move toward emotional and spiritual wholeness. They're held for 12 weeks, 1 hour per week, and are led by a counselor on Zoom, providing small group community for encouragement, connection, and accountability. Brian, can you tell us about these courses? Of course I can. There I go talking to myself again and answering myself. Maybe I need one of these courses. One of them is called Take Your Life Back. It's perfect for anyone stuck in guilt, codependency, or unhealthy relationships. Then there's Lose It for Life, which uncovers why you have felt stuck in cycles of dieting or food-related struggles. And Healing as a Choice is for anyone ready to heal and move forward from emotional wounds, trauma, or disappointment. All these courses, like I say, run for 12 weeks, 1 hour per week, and they begin this Thursday. You can get all the details on our website, newlife.com, or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Guys, I've been reading Mark Cameron's book, Understanding Your Attachment Style, and I was just reading about and we talk about this all the time, attachment style here on New Life Live, but the victim and the part that stuck out to me when I read that, it was this morning when I was reading it, is how sometimes victims will try to improve their life because the controller in their relationship is telling them that they need to improve for them almost. So the victim is trying to. So when we offer these courses, it's so that everyone can be a better person. It's not because we want you to be controlled by the other person who's telling you that you need to improve for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's a both and, you know, and what we base all of our work on, better people, better image bearers are better for everybody. Ourself and everyone else included, you know. So, you know, I heard a participant in Lose It for Life, Colin, a few years ago, and she said, "I realized I just didn't engage in a process that lost pounds off of my body or weight off of my body." She said, "I lost weight off of my soul that was weighing me down all of these years." It's so much bigger than just diet. It's about opening up a relationship to ourselves, God, others, as I mentioned earlier, in a way that where our relationship with food and our bodies isn't controlling us, our relationship with God and the agency. So do we get a benefit out of it? Absolutely. Is the byproduct everyone else get a better us? Yes, that's true too.
Any thoughts, Jill?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think growing too, it's one-on-one therapy is awesome, and I think everybody should do it.
I'm an advocate.
But group process is different.
It's so much more powerful. We don't give it credit. Yeah.
Right, right. And so it's really a chance for a lot of growth, and that's what we all need to do, is to keep growing, right?
Yes,
without the people around us.
Yep. You can find out more. Again, these courses begin this Thursday. They are online, 12 weeks, 1 hour per week. The details are at newlife.com or you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And the names of the courses, are, again, are Take Your Life Back, Lose It for Life, and Healing is a Choice. So find the one that's best for you. We can even help you navigate which one might be best for you if you're having trouble deciding. But give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to talk to Dr. Jill and Chris, we are here in the studio for the rest of this hour and next at 1-800-229-3000.
We've been married 33 years. We attended the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop. Even though we've read books or attended a few other marriage weekends, this was certainly different and a lot more intensive than initially that we thought.
When you come to Intimacy and Marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
Was not really sure exactly what to expect, but the idea of learning to really understand intimacy was intriguing. We had been in the same patterns of struggle over and over again.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is February 13th to the 15th in Orange County, California. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I would highly recommend it.
There's a place where real healing begins, where truth meets grace, and where transformation starts. New Life Recovery Groups offers a Christ-centered, supportive community for growth, healing, and restoration. Built on a proven 12-step foundation and grounded in biblical truth, these groups help bring clarity, accountability, and lasting hope for those who are ready for change. And when deeper personal guidance is needed, one-on-one coaching and counseling are available, walking with you every step of the way. Here, lives are renewed, stories are rewritten, and hope is restored. You're not alone. You're not judged. You're welcomed into a community that believes God is still at work in your story. Take the next step toward healing. Join a New Life Recovery Group today, online or in person. Visit newlife.com/groups or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find healing. Find community. Find new life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
When individuals and families reach out to New Life searching for answers, healing, and the reassurance that they are not alone, it's your financial partnership that allows us to meet them where they are and provide real solutions. We are so thankful, whether you give online at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or by texting NLM, as in New Life Ministries, to 28950. Now, we're hosting a special New Life Zoom gathering next week on Tuesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Central Time. This is for our partners of the ministry, people who believe in and financially support what God is doing through New Life. Our friend Dr. Jim Burns will speak on estrangement, and Becky Brown will be sharing some exciting things coming in 2026 and how people can be more connected to the mission of the ministry. If you'd like to join the Zoom gathering, call us today for details at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and remember, your generosity changes lives. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to reach us in the studio today. And now we're going to talk to Marilyn in Columbus, South Carolina, who's watching us on DirecTV, and that's on NRB TV, channel 378. Welcome, Marilyn, to New Life Live.
Hello there.
Hello.
Thank you for taking the call. Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Great, thank you. Yes.
So how can we help you today?
Well, I'm wanting to figure out how to help my daughter, who's 46 years old, and she's basically given up. Kay Dan quit. She's a full-time employee, but she rarely gets to work much now. She prefers the bed, just lay there. She's overweight. She's depressed a lot. She had tried to harm herself several weeks ago before Christmas, and she called in and went to the hospital herself, which was good. I didn't even know about it till after she was in there several hours, and she revealed to me that she thought about hurting herself, that she's been that depressed. I think some situations orchestrated that whole scenario with her, like a mental breakdown. She had lost her dad about a year and a half ago. She's still grieving him a lot, and a half-sister passed. Her dad, who was my former husband, passed first, and then a half-sister passed, and her uncle passed, but she had a major surgery after all of that. She had a major surgery, which she's still not fully recovered physically, having some issues. But she just hasn't been able to cope. And she's the only daughter, because my son passed away from COVID in 2022.
So her brother also passed.
Her older brother passed.
And all within the last 5 years or so.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot for anyone to go through. Wow.
Yeah.
So she was, go ahead.
We made a major move 3 years ago, too, and that wasn't very pleasant because I have a brother who is intellectually disabled, and we both have to, she doesn't help with them a lot. She just withdraws. She withdraws to her bedroom. Day is night, and night is day to her on social media during the night. That platform is has not been.
So does she live with you, Marilyn?
Yes, she does.
Oh, she does. Okay, so she lives with you and sent herself to the hospital, and you didn't even know?
I didn't even know until she texted me, "I'm going to the hospital," and so I'm waiting for some kind of report. And I text her and I said, "What's going?" After several hours. And she said, "I lied to you about why," because she did say I was going because I had a cough. So she did lie about that. We thought she was sick with a cold or some flu or something. But anyway, she said I was thinking of harming myself.
Wow.
And she said, "I'm going to be here overnight." And then I did get the calls from the hospital staff because she allowed them to call me and talk with me.
Okay.
And it was just knocked me off my feet.
Well, of course. Yeah. Of course. And was there any follow-up for her after the hospital?
She gets therapy, but I think it's sporadic because she's out of work so much, just resigns herself to the bedroom. Even during the wintry storm that we've had, she could work at home, but she wouldn't even, she says she's not working today. She needs to rest. So the depression,
yeah, so Marilyn, we need to look at this as, one, it's very reasonable what she's experiencing. When we look at the compounding nature of the grief and the losses that she's experienced, it is incredibly significant, and for you as well. I mean, I'm really impressed that you're functioning as well as you are.
Yeah.
When we look at your daughter, though, right now, we look at something. We need to treat it more severely than it's being treated, meaning that she is in a life-threatening condition. And I would, you know, without an official diagnosis whatsoever, we're looking at some sort of major depressive disorder.
That's what you're describing.
Yeah. And in that, it can be, and on its more severe cases and extreme levels, life-threatening. And so if we were to equate this to a cancer, we would be getting her to an oncologist, we'd be getting her into chemotherapy, or whatever the appropriate therapy would be, treatment for that is. Now, again, I think it is difficult, even more challenging because of maybe her resistance to the treatment and her sort of tap out and giving up. But I think if we frame this in a way that, you know, whatever it would take for her to get to an oncologist and get to a treatment for cancer is a similar thing that we'd want to approach that we'd want to take with her major depressive disorder.
And the fact that she took herself to the hospital gives me hope.
Yes.
Because she saw that it got that bad and did something. Mm-hmm. So as much as she's giving up, she's not giving up 100%. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where then, short of it being a disaster, let's put some things in place.
Yeah.
Let's get her to a psychiatrist. She's going to therapy sporadically. Like, is the therapy helping her? How could we up that? With major depression, the last thing people want to do is get out and start moving and do things, right? They want to hide and isolate. But it's the very thing that helps them. So anything that can draw her out and start getting her to engage with real people, not just online, is going to be helpful. And with a psychiatric eval, they can give her medication that can help to
that
lift
can boost
the mood.
Boost some of that energy.
And give her some.
And she's taken medication.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know exactly what kind because she's not willing to share what was she. Well, she leaves it out. I should have really looked at it closely and asked her about it, but there's been tension with it too, so I try not to to rock the boat to the point where there may be screaming, yelling, or crying. I just
I'm really trying to keep
that at bay.
Sure, but I think, Marilyn, she lives in your house. And to say, sweetheart, I'm concerned about you. How can I help? How can we
do
something
that
different here that would be effective for you?
Yeah. And, Marilyn, I'm going to give something for you. Mm-hmm. And here's what I would like for you to do. There is a program called Grief Share that's in a lot of churches. And again, I have no idea if it's in churches in your area, but I know they have Grief Share all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I want you to look up that program, Grief Share. See if there is a Grief Share group in your area that you can get to because you've experienced a lot of loss. Mm-hmm. I think the other aspect of it, I have no idea if your daughter would be willing to do this, but if she'd also be willing to go there with you. Mm-hmm. That sometimes as a shared experience, as a relational experience, they could people can be more likely to go.
Well, and that way you're focusing on the grief and the losses and not where her life is at right now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've also got life recovery groups that might assist you, and some of those meet online. So in case there's not a church in your area there in Columbus, South Carolina that offers these, then look ours up. They're called life recovery groups. You can find out about them on our website, newlife.com, or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But Marilyn, stay on the phone, and we'll help you with that. So thank you for calling in today to New Life Live. We're going to be in the studio for the rest of this hour and all of next. So do call in. And we've got Jim, Sally, Patty, Maria all coming up. So stay right here on New Life Live.
My husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seemed to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Dallas, Texas, March 6th to the 8th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now. It feels so wonderful. I've had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL.
For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Back to your phone calls in just a bit, but first, Chris, a great reminder from Marilyn.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this because, you know, again, GriefShare is a great resource and opportunity. However, we have I know of something that is available to everyone that we offer here in-house at New Life. And you had mentioned it. There's these three courses. They're launching Thursday, you know, two days from
so
now.
It's so like immediate
let's strike Marilyn. Let's strike when the
accessible.
Iron's hot. Yeah. So I would recommend for Marilyn, healing is a choice. But to be honest, all of these are going to address certain areas of our life. You know, Lose It for Life could be appropriate for a daughter. You know, but again, healing is a choice or take your life back. You know, if you're out there and any of these calls resonate whatsoever with you or what you're struggling with or you're looking for that new start, you're looking for that breakthrough – it's 2 days away. Like, let's jump online.
It's only an hour a week.
Absolutely. And it is accessible. And I love that about what we're offering here.
Yeah. It's not too late to sign up. Go to newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE for all the details. And now let's go to Patty, who is one of our monthly supporters. Thank you, Patty, for calling in today, listening on WAVA from North Carolina. Or, I'm sorry, North Virginia. Thanks for calling.
Right. Northern Virginia. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. And I have heard heartbreaking calls on your show. I have called in with very serious situations emotionally. This is not like that, but it could turn into a family explosion. So I thought, what the heck? I will call in about it. My granddaughter will be getting married over Memorial Day weekend. And boy, is it fancy. Sounds like one of the royal weddings over in England. I mean, really fancy. For a family, my grandmother helped raise me, and she was a lady of the Depression, so we never wasted anything in our household. Turned me into kind of a hoarder now, which I've got to watch that. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. My son and his wife, very hard workers who are successful. My son has his MBA in a very high position with a well-known company. His wife is a principal who just over the holidays got her doctorate in education. Very successful, making decent money. So, sorry, I don't care if they spend it on their daughter's wedding. That's not what this is about. It's about my family of origin. When I was growing up in northeastern Pennsylvania, I don't recall ever going to a family function where the Williamsons were not there. They were, you know, extended family, always at our family events and we at theirs. And back to my son and my daughter-in-law, who's they have two daughters. The younger one's getting married this coming Memorial Day. The last one got married last Christmas, not just last month, a year ago. December 28th of 2024. Beautiful wedding. This one's going to be, wow.
So far you've described all these great things. What is it that that's troubling
concern?
You?
Okay. Yeah.
I called my son, and he said, do you have anybody for our guest list? I said, oh, yeah, of course, the Williamsons, because they're my closest extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, Mom, Sarah doesn't know those people, so they're not getting invited. Mm-hmm. Well, with, you know, I have no
But you really want them to be
guys.
There.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. The other wedding has come and gone. Yeah, with this weather that we're involved in, you're West Coast parents. You know,
yeah.
The heck with you.
As it's 75 today, yes.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible weather. So we've been, you know, calling each other and checking up. And my cousin from my extended family called yesterday to check up on me. I also live alone since I become a widow. And so my cousin Jeannie and I spoke. Yes, her family's feelings are hurt.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Patty, this is such a hard thing. And because, like you said, these are your close family members. And I'm wondering how much your son was involved with them. And now it sounds like his kids are really not involved with this side of the family. And it's weddings are a tricky thing. I mean, they're such a happy event, but it brings up all kinds of emotion for all kinds of people. And I know that young people getting married don't always understand. And it doesn't sound like decisions are driven by the pocketbook like there are for so many young people. But it sounds like they are making decisions and prioritizing perhaps the niceties of the event and not including as many people. And more people are trying to scale back in terms of special events like this. Nonetheless, I can understand how it would be hurtful to you. And, you know, parents are kind of second to adding people to the list. And a grandmother, you know, unfortunately, your guest list is going to be even smaller for an event like this. And I think, you know, it does hurt. And I think you can be honest with your cousin. If I were planning the wedding, you would be there. And I'm so sorry that they haven't gotten to know you like I have over the years and haven't invested in that. And sometimes just knowing that a person is wanted can make all the difference. And that sometimes we have to accept no at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't always have it exactly the way we want it.
Yeah. Really here, it's I think we got to control the meaning. The meaning we place on these things. Because, again, I can see both sides. I can see like, I'm not close with these people, and it's going to be such and such dollar per, like there's a limited amount
there
of
is,
space.
Yes.
And so in this limited amount of space, we have to make really hard decisions of like who's invited, who's not. It always hurts most of the time as human beings to be uninvited to something or to not be invited to something. And kind of feeling left out then in. And we, what I mean by that is we got to be really careful about how much emphasis we, what does this mean about me? What does it mean about them? We can get really judgmental. We can get really, you know, I don't know. It could cause way more division than it needs to be. I like to put this in the category, if possible, and I'm not trying to speak for other people, but of disappointment.
Yeah, it is. It's disappointing.
Because I'm acknowledging that it's disappointing. That's to reality. And the disappointment acknowledges like, yeah, it's a bummer I'm not invited, or it's a bummer these friends of mine aren't invited. And we can all get over disappointment. We can all put it in category of like, yeah, I can be disappointed and I can move on and I can understand and I can do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't want to let that define us in terms of our value in any way.
Nor do we want that to define other people.
Right.
As well.
Right.
Vilifying the family is a really easy thing to do here. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. what I want to caution against.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patty, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. That's it for this hour, but we're going to be in the studio for another hour. So if you're on hold right now, stay on hold, and we're going to keep the phone lines open for you guys to call in to 1-800-229-3000. And remember, if you ever miss a day of the radio show, we've got the New Life app, newlife.com, youtube.com/@newlifelive. Subscribe to the podcast. So many ways to listen nowadays and to watch as well. God bless.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.